There was a Khurasani who had been living in Makkah Mukarrama, Zadahallahu Sharfan wa Ta'zeeman for 60 years. He would recite the Holy Quran during the day and perform tawaf at night. He was friends with a righteous and pious person who entrusted him with 10,000 dinars and then set out on a journey. When he returned from his journey, he was informed that his Khurasani friend had passed away. He went to his heirs and asked for his money, but they denied any knowledge about it. The pious person mentioned this incident to the Islamic jurist in Makkah Mukarrama. They said that they were hopeful that the deceased Khurasani would be a dweller of paradise. They advised him to go to the well of Zamzam after midnight and call out while peering into the well with the following words, "O Khurasani, I entrusted you with the something," and he would reply. The pious man did as he was advised, but received no reply from inside the well of Zamzam. He contacted the scholars of Makkah Mukarrama again and informed them of the situation. Expressing sadness, they said that perhaps that Khurasani was not among those blessed with paradise, otherwise his soul would have been present in the well of Zamzam. The scholars then advised the pious man, "Now go to Yemen, where there is a well called Barhut. After you reach the well of Barhut, call out to him in the same way. That well lies at the edge of hell. The souls of the hell dwellers gather in it." Thus, he went to the Yemen. Peering into the well of Barhut, he called out, "O Khurasani, I entrusted something to you." The pious man heard the crying of souls there. He asked one of them, why was he being tormented? He replied that he was a cruel person and would earn haram, unlawful sustenance. He then heard the voice, which was the voice of his deceased Khurasani friend. The pious person asked, why have you been brought here? You were a pious person? The Khurasani person replied, there was a disabled sister of mine. I did not care for her and had severed, that means broken off, ties with her. This resulted in all my acts of worship being ruined, and I am being punished for it now. That pious person then asked him about the money which he had entrusted to him. The Khurasani replied that it was buried in such and such corner of his house. The deceased Khurasani asked him to go there and dig it out. Hence, that person went to the home of that deceased Khurasani, dug out his money, and then went to the home of his sister of the deceased Khurasani man and fulfilled her needs, whereupon she became happy. Thereafter, the pious person went to the well of Zamzam in Makkah Mukarrama and called his friend. Peering into the well, the deceased Khurasani replied, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I am now residing in the well of Zamzam in peace. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.